You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 18th show. It's a great day to talk about money. That's why I'm here with you and what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com if there's any questions or if you'd like to chat with the guests that I have in studio. And right now in studio, Lori Lamoureux with Seamless Moves. Lori, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Great to have you.
Thank you, Tina.
And a little bit about Lori. Lori is founder and chief box opener of Seamless Moves, a residential move management company headquartered in Bellevue, Washington, and has been in business for over 13 years. Lori is a self-proclaimed organized geek who learned about moving and unpacking and organizing while relocating her family several times with the U.S. Navy. Her mother jokes that when she was a child, she could never punish Lori by sending her to her room because she would happily rearrange the furniture, reorganize the bookshelves, and clean out the closet. The background combined with several years of military transfers as a Navy spouse gave her the idea of starting a move management company to help busy people with moving related tasks. And I just love that, Lori, because anything that we do and that we excel at well is a passion and something that we're excited about. So I love you sharing that with my listeners. Thank you. And let's go ahead and start out with, are you a standard moving company?
We're not, Tina. We are move managers or moving planners, we call ourselves. Some people describe us just like a wedding planner, only for moving. You know, like your wedding planner doesn't literally take your photos or bake your cake or arrange the flowers. Mm-hmm. We don't do everything that's associated with the move, but we make sure everything happens the way it's supposed to, the way people want it to, and in their time frame and in their budget.
So could you break it down for my listeners, Lori, on what type of services that you provide?
Yes. Our primary services are downsizing, organizing, and planning what people are going to move, sourcing the packing boxes and the supplies, packing the items that are to be moved, packing the items that are going somewhere else, because that happens sometimes, hiring and overseeing the movers, the guys with the moving trucks and the big burly, you know, mover guys, and also unpacking, organizing, and neatly putting the things away in the new home. We also remove the packing boxes when we're finished.
So, Lori, that is a lot of stuff that you're doing for the consumer. So how much does that service, all of that, cost?
Well, we do a complimentary consultation with each client to go over the things that they want us to do, and they can choose which services they would like us to provide and let us know if there's anything that they will do themselves, maybe with the help of their friends or their family. And then they receive a written estimate for the time and the cost, so there are no surprises when it comes time to move.
So that's nice. You can actually, they can tailor what they want of the services that they want to use to get
right.
that cost more effective for them if they want to.
Exactly.
For me, I would just have you do it all. I don't want to have any part of the moving. And so I know that you're running a special right now highlighting in this month for March. Can you share that with my listeners?
Yes. We've had many requests for assistance when people move from their home to assisted living or when they pass away to help the families and the personal representatives clear the home of the items that are left behind. So now we provide estate services to work with them to sort things, pack and move, ship them to family members, take the things to charity donations, and dispose of any unusable items.
Okay. And Lori, why would a family or a personal representative contact Seamless Moves for help instead of doing it themselves?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tina, because a lot of people feel like they need to do it themselves. They need to be very hands-on, and they need to go through everything and look at every single thing in the house. But the main reason that we can help is their time. Mm-hmm. The house is usually the most valuable item in the estate, so it's important to clear it as soon as possible so that it can be sold or used as a rental property. Most people are very busy with their own lives, and they have trouble adding a big project like this to what they already have going on.
And I can imagine. I mean, there's just a lot, especially when you've got a senior involved into all of the planning and things that are going on there as well. So how much time are you saving them? What's it going to take you in going in and helping?
Well, with the input of the family as to what goes where, we can clear a home in 1 to 2 weeks. That is huge for some people who have been trying to get it done for 6 months, 8 months.
Yes.
Some of our clients have been working on it for a year or more, and it's just not easy to do with the time schedule that families have doing other things. We have a system that we use to help them make it go quicker and hopefully be a little less intrusive to their lives.
Yeah, makes sense. Now, what about a family listening to the show that is actually out of the area? Can you help them as well, Lori?
Yes, absolutely. We worked with one family who scheduled the three siblings and their spouses to all come on one weekend all at the same time and give us the information as to what went where. Their sister participated by Skype, which was
nice.
Good, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We marked everything that they wanted to send and where they wanted it to go. And when they returned home, we packed up everything and shipped it to the appropriate siblings. And they were able to go out to lunch after our meeting and relax with each other instead of spending their time trying to figure out where to take every single thing in the house.
Yeah, I'm a big believer on hire out, delegate, and enjoy your life.
Right.
So besides the shipping, what other things did you do for them, Lori?
Well, we coordinated with an estate sale person to pick up the items that were going to be sold. We recycled the recyclables, threw away the trash, and took the items to charity donation that could be reused. When we left, the house was cleared out so that the house cleaner we scheduled could come and clean it, and the elapsed time was 1 week.
Wow. Now, I know, Lori, you know that I've got a guest in here, a real estate representing industry leader in the real estate space. And I'm sure she's sitting here thinking, oh, my gosh, that could definitely save me a lot of time if that was my seller. So talk a little bit about that, because I have a lot of real estate agents that listen to the show and how you can really benefit them.
Right. And I think that a lot of professional realtors feel like they should be hands-on with their client during this process. But most folks are good business people, and I'm sure they understand that the process works best if we all do our own specialties. We can save the clients a lot of time and stress and make sure that things happen on the timeline that it needs to happen.
Yeah. So, Lori, how much are your clients involved in the process on a typical move that you're doing? What are you seeing the involvement from your clients?
I see everything from very hands-on to not even there. We've had clients who have sent us videos of what the home looks like so that we can, you know, pre-look at it and see what is going to be need to be done and give them an estimate through that. It's best if we can go with one of the family members to the home before we start working.
Okay.
But if that's not possible, we can definitely work around that.
And Lori, areas and places where they can actually save money by hiring your company.
Yes, I think that the most savings they're going to realize is that the home will be able to be on the market sooner. It will be able to, once we clear it with them, they will be able to do any necessary repairs. If they need to get a new carpet or do some paint or something like that, it's a lot easier to do if the home is empty.
Yeah. And what about things that you don't pack?
There isn't very much that we don't pack.
Okay, or move.
Right. There are a few things that can't go on a moving truck, anything flammable, guns, live plants. But most of the things that need to be cleared from a home, we can find new homes for.
Got it. And I know you work directly with the real estate professional a lot. I mean, you're very vested in Women's Council of Realtors, as I am as well. And so what is advice that you have for any of the real estate agents that are listening to the show? How can they contact you?
Well, the easiest way for them to contact us is by our telephone number, which is 425-746-1334. You can also email us. Our email is contact@seamlessmoves.com. We are happy to come out and do a complimentary consultation with the real estate agent, with the stager, with any handyman people that they need to have there. We'll be part of the team and work with everyone to make sure that things are happening on the timeline.
That is so great to hear that really it's about planning, and mm-hmm. there's the opportunity to plan and strategize ahead of time to make sure that it works. Everybody knows what needs to be done and the cost associated, and again, be able to tailor that plan to what their needs are, which is just amazing. Now, my listeners love stories, Lori. So what's a story that you could share that might have looked like it could have been a little bit of a nightmare if they had not had you? Of course, leaving names out, but...
Yes. One question that we get quite frequently is, do you work with hoarders? Okay. And that term is used for all kinds of different situations in a home, from everything from she bought too much on QVC to there is literally some garbage on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So actually, we do work with almost all the situations, but I'll be able to tell as soon as I come and visit the home.
Got it. Okay. And so obviously, the success story would be right there is just really coming in and being able to navigate through that, because I could only imagine as a family member, and I have my husband's mother is, you know, getting to that next, you know, time in her life, and we're doing a lot of things to really help, and just the emotional, and she's not a hoarder. She is like so organized and doesn't keep anything. So we got it easy there. But my mom, on the other hand, she saves a lot of stuff. So just the thought of, you know, having to sort through and all everything would be, you know, could be challenging. So it'd be nice to, again, have that expert. Biggest mistake that a consumer, a homeowner could make moving on their own?
Oh, that's a really great question.
I've got a lot of great questions.
Yeah. I think the worst mistake I've seen is for people to assume that they can do it all 2 days before the move. Really, my biggest tip would be to start right away. As soon as you know there's a move coming, start right away and start thinking about, you know, it's a lot easier to wrap your head around what you are moving with you than to think about all the extraneous things that you aren't moving with you.
And so
we always advise people to either make a list or use stickers or whatever and just go around your house and put little stickers on all the things you're moving with you. And then that, once you have your mind wrapped around that, it's a lot easier to then tackle the things that aren't going with you.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like everything else in business and life. If you have a strategy for the most efficient way to be able to do it, and that's really going to be, you know, one of the huge benefits of hiring a professional, especially someone that's passionate about moving. I just don't get that, Lori.
But, I know, right?
You know, that's why you do what you do. So any final advice or words that you'd like to share with my listeners before I take us to break?
Oh, I would say that... don't be embarrassed to have a professional like us come in and help you, because quite a few people, when I come for the consultation, would say, oh, my house is such a mess. And I always tell them, and it's the honest truth, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
So don't be embarrassed. Hire the professionals. That's what we're there for. We don't judge what you have. We just try to figure out how to make it work for you.
Makes total sense. Lori, thank you so much for coming back in studio and sharing your wealth of information with my clients on really how to have an efficient and seamless moving process. So thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, how do you get your offer accepted in today's real estate market? Cindy Peschelhall with Coldwell Banker Bain right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.